Proclamation number 9026, dated the August 5th, 1965. Total dedication and complete submission of will. You shoulder great responsibility during your earthly progress, the burden of which, however, you can place upon me if you decide to hand yourselves over to me with all your strength and soul. In that case you will be free from every responsibility in the knowledge that I will guide you, for I will direct your every step such that you will inevitably end up with me, that you therefore quite freely subordinate your will to mine and have thereby passed the test of will, which is the sole purpose and goal of your earthly life. Completely entering into my will relieves you from all responsibility, for then you will only be able to live according to my will, your actions will be good and righteous, you will voluntarily fulfill the commandments of love for me and your neighbor, the adversary will no longer be able to harm you and your earthly path will proceed entirely according to my will so that there will be no danger that you can travel it unsuccessfully. Just place yourselves totally into my hands and through your dedication you will become my own completely, then you will no longer have to fear the world, earthly matter will leave you unaffected, you will only use it according to my will by causing it to be of service to you and at the same time providing it with the opportunity of advancement. You should all take this simple path, the path of devotion to me. For then I will always be prepared to release the chains, for as soon as you hand yourselves over to me with complete faith and love, Jesus Christ's act of salvation will be understandable to you and you will take the path to him, thereby recognizing me myself as your God and Creator, as the Redeemer from all bondage. You need never fear becoming subject to my adversary again. For his control over you will be broken from the moment of your total dedication to me, your decision will have been in my favor, you will turn away from him and quite deliberately strive towards me. From this time on the adversary will no longer be able to deprive me of my entitlement to you, all your love will belong to me, and this and my love will never ever be parted again. If you take this path on earth to me, if you know that you call upon your God and Father in Jesus, who sacrificed himself for you on the cross in order to redeem your past sin, and if you are subsequently released from the adversary, then you have taken the right decision, you have accepted the emanation of love again without which blissful happiness cannot exist. And your fate will be far more glorious than before. When you indeed emerged from me in supreme perfection but nevertheless were my creations, whereas now you have matured into my children, which I was unable to create, I was merely able to give you all the abilities to achieve this of your own accord. And I would like to make it easy for you and merely need your total dedication to me, then I will even out your every step so that you no longer need to bear responsibility. So that you only ever need to think and act as I make you feel in your heart, and then you will be happy because I myself guide you and direct your thoughts. In that case you certainly act of your own free will, but this will very clearly subordinates itself to me and thus you can only want and act correctly. For the second time you will have come forth from my hand but in a way that you wanted yourselves and your free will help to become that which could not emerge from me in the beginning. Bliss on both your part and mine will constantly increase, for you will be offered splendors in my kingdom which you would never have dreamt of, for, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. The things which I have prepared for them that love me. Single quote. Amen.